And ultimately we may fall asleep believing in the story of progress or be uneasy and come to create elements of resistance. And clearly the going back to the Paleolithic we can achieve by developing our autonomous culture alone. And the only form of collaboration seems to be that of maintaining the pyramid of power, therefore destroying all other forms of more natural collaboration. And the more the system moves us away from our natural condition of being sovereigns of our own selves, the more we have to work to regain such sovereignty. And it isn't about the ideology, but about the power opportunity that it presents itself once it gets established that is so destructive. And with our persistence in our little, we can reconnect to our lost primordial nature. And authoritarian technologies are but the extension of humans' testosterone. And there is really no in-between, and we are either for the people or for the system or for the machine and its technology or for the arts and their techniques. And there is no honor in being honored by power, but there is honor in rejecting it and creating a movement going the opposite way. And in the context of cancel culture, a culture of going back to nature should arise, but alas, a culture of going astray is taking the lead. And the more we shave the wilderness around us, the more we assume a skinhead mentality. And it is in the ritual that we are ultimately shaped, and it is thus in the designing of our own rituals that we can shape ourselves. And the time is approaching that effects will no longer be effective and rawness, it will be all it counts. And lastly, authoritarian feminism is but another form of patriarchy. And what we have pioneered early on, they are colonizing presently. What is the greatest hope but conceive art with and for the community? And we can either exploit nature or collaborate with nature and make her and ourselves grandiose. And ultimately, to work in our specialized profession is to perform the rituals of prey for the autocratic system. And ultimately, we have to make a regime of going out of the regime. And the question is really not how to live without technology, but how to re-engineer technology from authoritarian to democratic. And we should temporarily take a property if we have to conceive something, but if we are sterile, we should just give away. And in our proliferation, we will eventually come to bother those who have standardized themselves to the monoculture of the state. And the progressive development of counterculture is a key to the rooting of a new autonomy. And possibly no one who has developed his or her intelligence can subject his or herself to a ready-made dogma. And ultimately, who declares to be progressive is a conformist in that in his or her progression, he or she solidifies the state. And the innovation aimed to expand the human horizon is just a way of expanding its viruses. And there are those who reject violence but resort to chemicals, and there are those who reject chemicals but may resort to violence. Benevolence to promote the harmony with others, and malevolence to contrast their authoritarian trends. And it is no longer time to study the noble savage, but it is time to become one. And it is not in a pedant replication of nature that we should put our focus, but in our exaltation through our genius. And neither it is normal for a community to become too big nor too small, but it is the role of nature to keep it self-manageable. And the greatness is truly nothing without a death it can contemplate. And lastly, every centralized union is a drama, and every decentralized union is a blessing. And if our way to manufacture illusions followed by disillusion is consumptive, we ought to rather adhere to an ideal. And in the system we fade as benevolent omni-humans and can only reactivate ourselves as superhumans. And if in science the newer is more attainable, in the humanities is the older. And if we cannot expect people to follow, we can expect them to be provoked by our example. And new life came, and it resisted the system until it submitted to it, preventing any new life to emerge. And it is not a matter of being progressive and pick up some attitudes, but about being radically indigenous to the end. And whether we contribute to the spaceship or the battleship, we are always contributing to a ship which will ultimately destroy humans and the environment. And it isn't about resisting change, but about rejecting a progress that is bringing the planet to destruction. And rather than worrying about society and the environment, we ought to worry about cultivating the ecology within us and exalt with it society and the environment. And the more the beauty, the more it has violently divorced from the system. And if proletarians have been all forced to the city, leaving the land to the industrialist, it is back to the land that freedom can be regained. We can steadily grow from within, only deviated by the coercion of a power wanting to stay in power. Modernity has dismissed geniuses, but only geniuses can break through the mediocrity at the convenience of the system. And since we are told to keep quiet, we need to make ourselves the room in which to speak. And since vertical authority is the cause of envy, which is the cause of evil, and horizontal being is what we shall seek. And the West has made the mistake of copying authority from the East, and the East is making the same mistake back. And perhaps the ultimate political model is a global and total and non-authoritarian welfare to enable humanity to recover their consciousness and stop harming each other and the environment. And knowing outside the disruptions is a way of planning continuity in the exploration of our insight. It is not the wild to be feared, but a civilization based on a frustrating domestication. And we may plan to ostracize bourgeoisies, but they are the one to ostracize us in the first place and sell us to the devils. And we ought not to be afraid of one extreme, but rather of the opposite that rises because of it. And ultimately the will of the individual that could exalt the community back in nature is mutilated by artificial laws only there to maintain central power. And already by inverting the role of the machine from pragmatic to cultural, we can obtain some level of local autonomy. And lastly, drug use in a middle class context is yet another form of virtual reality. And great progress in one area means great regression in another, where life can continue unchecked. And what is the greatest violence, keeping nature domesticated or taking from the wild what is needed? And investing on our reputation will be submerged while investing on our nature will become seeds for the future.